Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, I think they like to run the ball. Bob Gaddis's East Olympians from Columbus, who've scored 74 of their 89 total touchdowns this year on the ground, 36 from a little 5'7 junior RB, Jamin Hogan. And I thought Christian Paycheck was having a season, which he has. I mean, there's one storyline here after another coming up for Friday night's semi-state championship game. There have been so many storylines developing for Coach Mo's Purple this year and improving defense. Two guys out for football since middle school days in Luke Jaeger and Phil King competing and obviously playing right at the top of their games. Chris Bamba, junior wide receiver. While Jaeger needs 96 yards for 1,000 Friday night, Bamba's even closer. Only 33 yards from giving Coach Mo not one but 2,000-yard receivers, and they've hauled in 21 touchdowns of Gavin Yeskes. It's just a laundry list of positives, starting with the right frame of mind like they had the other night and have had over the past couple of weeks, wasting very little time putting Castle away.
We did. We came out and we played well. Defense was solid, you know, from the beginning of the game all the way to the end of the game, and, you know, they had the kind of performance that was obviously what we were looking for.
Chris Bamba.
You know, really, we saw it this summer. He started, we knew he was a good receiver, but he started surfacing in the summer a little bit, making those plays. And then I think maybe the Southport game is when he ran away from some of those kids. I was like, wow. You know, I mean, he really can run. He runs faster than I think we realize. And, you know, he's just kind of taking that next step to make him obviously a really good receiver.
Well, Coach Mo, staff, and Panthers shooting for the school's fourth semi-state title on Friday. Last time was Rex Grossman's senior year in 98. Or don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, while the basketball Hoosiers of Coach Tom host UMass Lowell tonight at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall at 7, another significant event happening over at UGym as Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan's volleyballers welcome in rival Purdue, looking for the season split and evening up the Indiana Governor's Cup point total here as we get ready to move into winter at 2-2. That said, four games to play. This one is obviously huge tonight. If the Hoosiers can win out with its RPI, there's still optimism for the postseason. But that said, Purdue has to fall.
Well, I think it's going to end up a serve pass battle. And I think it always does when we come down to it is in our gym, can we stay in system enough and run our offense because we have so much speed that they can't deal with? And can we serve them out of system enough that they can't run their offense with all their physicality on that side? And I think whoever does that better tonight is going to win the match.
You know, I talked with Taylor Lebo earlier in the week and talk about your seniors putting back into the community throughout their outstanding careers being cornerstones for your program. We want to mention that and remind people coming to the volleyball game tonight, hey, bring a toy, buy one, get one. And
we have a platform to do something special, and I always think if we can do it, and this is one of the coolest things we do to give back, especially over the holidays when some people really need it. You know, I mean, Everybody can go out and do that. It doesn't have to be something big or expensive or anything. So, you know, it's a chance to give back, and our kids, you know, teaching our kids to do that, and I know their families have, but I mean, along the way during their college career to be able to do that, I hope they do it after they graduate as well.
That is Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan. It's a whiteout tonight at UGym, 7 o'clock PU, and the Hoosiers, the final home game of the regular season. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.